I'm walking away.
I like that song, Walking Away. I wonder what we all walk away from in our lives. Hi, everybody. I am so sorry for not being around the last few weeks. I'm aware that I haven't been doing a podcast. Things just overtook me with illness and stuff, but thankfully I'm back again. Now, what is our subject for this week? Well, it's all about truth. It is something that we all struggle with at times and for different reasons. It is also the biggest problem we have in our world today. So is truth an illusion? Is it that we cannot be truthful? Or are we saying what we believe to be the truth from where we're standing, from our perspective, and without looking at it from another person's point of view? Truth can be, and is, I suppose, very effective in our everyday lives. However, one must question whether it is positive or negative. So, for example, if I tell you you look wonderful in a blue dress or a suit, would you believe me? What would cause you to doubt my sincerity? Or am I being brutally honest? So let's take a look at truth as it is understood in general. According to the Cambridge Dictionary, the definition of truth is this: the actual fact or facts about a matter. So then, is what we say factually based? So by me telling you that you look wonderful in a blue dress or a suit, is this factually based? Or my reason for doing the podcast, is it fact based? Well, it might be. However, you may not see it the same way I do. You may think you look hideous in a blue dress or a suit, or maybe she wasn't sick. Maybe she just couldn't be bothered to do the podcast. So then, is truth human orientated? How many of us, if we are honest, tell lies, even the simplest of lies, when we think it would help another person? Did you know that there was a study done, oh, I can't remember when or where, of about 100 people? And 10% of those people admitted that during a 10-minute conversation, they will have at least told 2 to 3 lies. That's an interesting one. Did you know that lying goes way back into our history, as far back as the caveman? So when do we learn to lie and to cheat and to be deceptive? Actually, we learned this craft between the ages of 2 and 5. We know that we tell lies in order to keep the peace and to be kind to somebody so as not to hurt them, and of course to help ourselves in not having to admit that we've made a mistake. So what happens then in our body when we lie? Well, if we are honest people at heart, what will happen is that we'll feel guilty, and this will affect us by making us feel sick, getting a headache because we're afraid of being found out. Our stress levels will go through the roof, and these are coming out of an anxiousness or an anxiety, which is ultimately fear. And this is because some people have a different path in their brain. For example, if you take the extreme example like a psychopath, they are people who lack empathy and cannot therefore have a typical response when they lie. Some people can lie so well that they could even pass a polygraph test. However, innocent people, when they lie, they'll fail that test because they're more anxious about being wired up and being taped up to a machine. And that's why a polygraph test is not accepted in court, because it's not completely accurate. However, some of the studies that have been done on the brain, like imaging, have actually provided more information about how the body responds when we lie. And because we feel anxious or afraid, the limbic system in the brain, which is a set of brain structures located on both sides of the thalamus, immediately beneath the medial temporal lobe of the cerebellum, primarily in the forebrain. This area is also the same area that initiates fight or flight responses and can be triggered during other stresses. But also in this case, it includes when we lie. Because when we're telling a lie, it lights up on the image. But when people are being honest, this area of the brain doesn't show a huge amount of activity. An honest brain is relaxed, when a dishonest brain is in a frantic motion, trying to cover up one lie with another.
When you're sad and blue, and everything is putting you down, you know the world keeps spinning around. You know you're not alone. It's time to let it go, just make it so that everyone can see you glow and shine. It's time to break away, a brand new day, so clear your head and put it all behind.
You've probably often heard about somebody being brutally honest. Well, both words are like total opposites So why do we use these two words in the same sentence? I mean, if you take the word brutal, which basically means violent or savagery, and honest, meaning morally correct, then how can these two words be put together in our everyday life? And it is. And we actually accept it as a very positive way of being. However, I would ask you to take a moment just to think about those two words and to think about somebody who you would consider to be brutally honest and ask yourself, really, is this a good way of being? If we take, for example, you're feeling hurt or misunderstood or maybe even feeling guilty over an argument with a friend, say John. Now, John says, I'm going to be brutally honest with you. And then he goes on to say that you are constantly complaining about being overweight, about being ugly, being unattractive, but yet you do nothing to change. You do nothing to lose your weight. You can't see the beauty that everybody else sees. So it's really hard to feel bad for you. Now, my point of understanding the word brutally honest here would be that the point of concern isn't the honesty, it's the brutality of what is being said. We all know that the truth can hurt, and it does hurt, but there are other ways to be honest. For example, with thoughtful words, reflective words, with loving words, but not with damaging or gaslighting words. In this respect, brutally honest is a negative and will always be a negative. I have to be honest with compassion, with empathy, and with understanding, but especially with kindness. So, for example, if somebody is about to say something to you and they say, now look, I'm going to be brutally honest with you. What they're actually saying is that they are just about to hurt you, but that you shouldn't experience any hurt because they're just being honest. What a pile of codswallop. It's not just only confusing, but it's extremely unfair. And it will actually make you feel that somewhere along the line, you were wrong for experiencing the hurt. That is what we commonly call gaslighting. It is very similar when we use the phrases like, not to be rude, but, no offense, but you can't get upset, you wanted my opinion. The problem with these phrases is that the person who has to hear this brutal honesty is left to deal with the truth totally alone. Because it is delivered in a place that is not safe to have a discussion. What if there is a way to have your honest say without hurting or damaging the other person? Would you take it? I know I would say yes. But then again, what is it? It's truth with compassion. Now, what does that actually mean? It is where you express your truth without the intention of hurting somebody. But rather promote or develop awareness. If you fail to use compassion, then the person you are being truthful with will shut down or go on the defensive. Why? Because being brutally honest does not encourage any sort of positive communication. So then, how can we do this truth with compassion? Here are some steps you might be able to try. Number one, be aware of what you want to say. Number two, stop and take a few moments before you open your mouth to reflect on the words you want to use. Number three, think or evaluate the person you are about to tell your truth to. What or how they are likely to take what you are about to say. Is it possible to express your truth in a way that they will hear you? Number four, reflect on what would be the best time to say your truth to the other person. Obviously, not in a public place for starters. That would just be mean and hurtful. Number five, say your truth to the other person. So, in other words, use asserts. ASSERTS. Alert, stop, select, evaluate, reflect, time, speak. If you are a person who was raised in a brutally honest family, then you experienced emotional neglect. And you might even gain something if you learn more about emotions, especially your own. Remember, it is okay and important to be honest and to speak your truth. But it is not okay to do it when you know or perceive that your words will hurt. If you use the asserts way, you will probably help the other person by being heard, and in fact, may even deepen the relationship between you. Now, just before I go, I have to apologize for the technical difficulties in this week's podcast. I'm actually away at the moment in Wexford, and the Wi-Fi is not very good, so it's a hit and miss. And I don't have my normal microphone. So my apologies for any of the gibberish that comes out on the my gibberish is what I usually talk. Anyway, what I meant to say was any of the weird sounds that you hear in the background or from the microphone. I will be back in a couple of weeks. I am away at the moment, as I said, in Wexford. I am on 10 days of complete solitude, which for me is holiday. So I will talk to you in a couple of weeks' time. Stay well, my friends. Stay safe. Namaste.
There's a place I sometimes go. My